Money cannot buy you happiness, my friends, but McDonald's comes real close. They have the Happy Meal.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
It's time for our fifth annual edition of the Laugh Again Christmas Quiz. Woohoo! Grab a cup of hot something and gather the family. Keep track of your score. We're going to be doling out prizes later. So here we go. Question one. Who told Mary and Joseph to go to Bethlehem? A. An angel. B. The Emperor Constantine. C. Caesar Augustus. Or D. Mary's mother. The answer, Caesar Augustus. He ordered the people to return to the city of their forefathers. Joseph's family was from Bethlehem. Question two. How many sides does a snowflake have? Is it A. 6, B. 8, C. 45, or D. None? A snowflake is a perfect circle. The answer is A. 6 sides. If you want evidence of God's creativity, take a close look at snowflakes. They are beautiful and intricate, and no two are exactly alike. Number 3. What Christian group banned Christmas in New England for 22 years in the 1600s? Was it A. the Quakers, B. the Puritans, C. the Methodists, or D. they didn't, Phil made that up? The answer is B. the Puritans. The fine was 5 shillings. Number 3. Where do we get the Christmas tradition of hanging stockings by the fire and filling them with small gifts? A. According to the Bible, the wise men delivered their gifts to Jesus wrapped in stockings? Or B. The shape of the stocking resembles a hockey stick, which is the international symbol of Christmas? C. St. Nicholas tossed a bag of gold coins through a window into a stocking that was drying by the fire? Or D. In early times, stockings were easier to acquire than wrapping paper? The answer, C. As the legend goes, a poor man couldn't afford a dowry to marry off his daughters. But, under cover of darkness, generous St. Nicholas, Bishop of Myra in modern-day Turkey, tossed bags of gold through the poor man's window. One landed in a stocking. The man caught Nicholas in the act and spread the story. Number 5. Why is Santa pictured in a red suit? A. Because Mrs. Claus makes him wear it? B. Because reindeer can only see the color red? C. Because a Coca-Cola commercial features Santa in a red suit? Or D. Because big guys look great in red suits? The answer is C. A 1934 poster featured a red-suited Santa drinking Coca-Cola. Until then, Santa was pictured in a variety of colors, including red, white, blue, and green. Well, we know the center of Christmas is not Santa, so we go to number 6. What did the angels sing to the shepherds on the night of Jesus' birth? A. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. B. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. C. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Or D. They didn't sing. Well, the answer is both B and D. Technically, we're not told that they sang, but with news like this, I can't imagine that there wasn't some singing. The angels told the shepherds, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. Okay, let's tally our scores and dole out the prizes. If you got less than 3 correct, congratulations, you have earned yourself a polar plunge in a frozen lake. Make sure to break the ice before jumping in. If you got 3 to 5 correct answers, congrats. Help yourself to 4 extra chocolates this Christmas. And if you got all 6 correct, you are unofficially the grand poobah of Christmas trivia. Make yourself a silly hat or something. It could be the beginning of a new Christmas tradition.
Here's a special message from Phil Calloway.
Hi, this month at Laugh Again, we're asking friends like you to consider partnering with us financially so that we can start off strong in 2019. Our December year-end goal is $70,000. Consider making a special year-end financial gift today. Call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.